Good morning. A friendly reminder that we study Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Seder Taros. We are in the 10th parak, quickly coming to the end of Masechta Taros. And we are going to cover Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. We had been discussing the rules of an Am Haaretz. The rules of an Am Haaretz had come about because the Ami Haaretz were not so careful to separate their Trumos and Maisos. They also weren't so careful to keep themselves Torah. So if I want to go ahead and make Torah olive oil, or I want to make Torah wine, I got to make sure that these guys go to the mikveh. So can I trust them to go to the mikveh or not? Says the Mishnah, Ha'abadadim v'habotzer, and the people are who I hired to press the olives or to press the grapes, I take them to the mikveh first. So how much do I have to literally go into the water with them? So Kivan Shechnisan L'Rishus Ha'ara Dayo Diber Emeir. Emeir says, once I bring them to the mikveh, once I drive them into the mikveh, right, I don't have to worry. Maybe they won't go to the mikveh, or that they're not going to take their utensils to the mikveh and then lie to me and say to me that they did it. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? Tzorech lamod aleihem ad shi yitbolu. You have to stand on top of them until they go to the mikveh. Rabbi Shimon says, im tohorin lahem, tzorech lamod aleihem ad shi yitbolu. If they think that they're tohor, right, so then already, then they think they're only doing this for you. And if they think they're only doing this for you, so then you got to stand on top of them, because then they're going to get frustrated that you don't trust them. They're going to stick it to you. But im tameim lahem. But if they know that they're not good for their own standards, by their own standards, so then eino tzarech lamod aleihem ad shi yitbolu. Then you don't have to stand on top of them until they go to the mikveh. We paskin like this position of Rabbi Yossi, who says that actually we have to stand on top of them the entire time. Right? What happens if a person takes grapes from the baskets or from the expanse on the ground? In other words, I harvested grapes and I said I'm going to eat the grapes. And since I said I'm going to eat the grapes, it's already able to become tame. And then I change my mind and decide I'm going to press them. Right? So Beishamai Omrim Nosim Biyadayim Taoros. Beishamai says that once I decide I'm going to use the grapes to produce wine, we treat them like grapes that were originally harvested for wine production. They're automatically Moshe LeKabel Toma. Right? And so therefore we have to make sure that the hands are Torah. But Bim Nosim Biyadayim Tameos Timon. If you used hands that were not washed beforehand, they are Tame. Midirabanan Beisolal Omrim. Beisolal disagrees. They say, Nosim biyadayim tameos umafresh trumaso betara. Beis Hillel says, we agree that midrabanan, grapes that were supposed to go into the wine press are considered moshe lekabel tum and have to be handled with hands that are clean, but that's only assumed that they were originally set aside for the purposes of going into the wine press. Here, Beis Hillel says you can put them in with tame hands, and you can be mafresh truma betara and separate the truma from them, betara, in utilizing tower hands, right? You must use tower hands. Now, min ha'avidu min ha'ashtiach shal alim ha'kol shabim shunosim biyadayim tower svim nosim biyadayim temeos timon. Everyone agrees that if you take grapes from a bucket, or you take it from the expanse on the leaves, in other words, when I harvest the grapes from the wine, I put it into a waterproof bucket, or I put it on the ground, and so it the bucket and the leaves hold on to the juice that seeped from the grapes and prevent it from becoming dirty through contact with the ground. So if I harvest the grapes and I put them in either the bucket or on top of the grape leaves, I'm basically saying I'm using them for pressing, not for eating. Still, even Beis Hillel agrees they're going to be Moshe LeKabel Tumah Midrabanan. And so therefore everyone agrees that if you handle them with Tameh hands, they're going to be no good. They're going to be Tameh within the process. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.